This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Ti'n gwrando I RNIB Connect Radio a dyma ni yn rhoi Steddfod Genedlaethol Cymru ym Mhontypridd. You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio at the National Steddfod Awards in Pontypridd. And I'm at the RNIB Cymru stand and I'm joined now by Rachel Llewellyn, Community Connections Coordinator for RNIB Cymru. Rachel, cross your good to speak to you again.
Hiya.
What have you been up to this year at the Steddfod so far?
Well, we've been manning the RNIB stand. We've got lots of information on the stand. We've got a hook a duck game while wearing sim specs so that people, visitors to the stand, can experience for themselves a little bit of what it's like living with sight loss. And I'm here to talk about RNIB Community Connection as well.
Give us an idea of some of the groups offered by Community Connections. There's a huge range of things on offer.
Oh yeah, yeah, we've got loads of different groups. A lot of them are hobby based, so we've got things like a gardening group, mostly on the phone. So we've got a talking book discussion group on the phone. We've got an art club. We've got a Rusty Welsh group as well. I actually met one of our Rusty Welsh participants this morning, which is lovely. So we put the face to the name and got to speak to her in Welsh on the stall, and that was lovely.
You mentioned the Rusty Welsh group. Is it a popular telephone group?
Yeah, we've got around probably about 10 members. Not always in the group at the same time, we pop in and out. But yeah, it's a group for anyone really who is learning Welsh or maybe can speak a little bit or hasn't spoken it for a long time, like the name implies. And we've got some volunteers from RNIB in the group, some staff members and just members of the public as well. So it's a group, like all of our connection groups, they're for people with sight loss. And the Rusty Welsh one in particular is for people with sight loss who can speak a little bit of Welsh as well.
And that's not just for people in Wales, that could also be applied to people who are outside of Wales.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, one of our staff members is actually from the Midlands, and he actually speaks better Welsh than me, for sweet a shame. He's a really good Welsh speaker because his one of his family members speaks Welsh, so he learned through her. So yeah, anyone can join. Geographically, we don't mind anywhere in the UK. It's just the Welsh language is the key for this group.
Language can often form part of the identity of a community. Is that fair to say of the Welsh language and the groups that RNIB hold?
Yeah, definitely. I would say Welsh identity in general seems quite important to a lot of people in Wales. And obviously the language is such a big part of that. Like whether you can speak it or you just want to speak it, even if people have a few words, just being able to use those in the group just makes all the difference in how, you know, Welsh someone feels, and it opens up a lot more information as well that you wouldn't be able to access in English. Like in the group, we've spoken about sort of differences of learning Welsh when you've got a visual impairment as opposed to someone with full sight, and that's been really interesting as well, talking about different ways that you can learn a language when you've got sight loss.
What are some of those challenges? How do people with sight loss go about learning Welsh? Because it's quite a difficult language to learn.
Yeah, it does depend on the learner, but and it depends on the teacher as well and the particular class, because they can vary. Some people, they've asked their teachers if they can supply them in advance with any sort of written materials or have large print copies available. Others prefer to go just a more verbal route. And they learned through things like say something in Welsh and more sort of audio format. But it does vary. A lot of our members have gone to classes as well. So they've been in touch with the Learn Welsh Centre about how the teachers can adjust the classes for them. There's some challenges. But yeah, I find people with sight loss are actually very good at speaking Welsh, maybe not so good at writing it, especially if they are more of a visual learner and they like to see the words and they can't see the words anymore. But verbally, they're really good speakers. I think it's really interesting seeing like all the more and more technology coming out and how, you know, the Welsh language can get involved in that. I think we'll really open up things for Welsh learners in the future, hopefully.
Well, has the stand here at the Steddfod been a good way to maybe attract new members to RNIB groups?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the weather's not so great today, but earlier in the week, the sun was out And I'm talking to people as they come to the stand about RNIB Connect, all of our different groups and ways they can get involved. So yeah, we're definitely open to new members and hoping that we'll get some from the Eisteddfods.
Well, where's the best place to find out a bit more information about the telephone and in-person events organised by RNIB?
Okay, well, you can get in touch with us on our main helpline number, which is 0303 123 9999. You can go on our Facebook group. We've got RNIB Connect Cymru is the name, so if you search that in the Facebook search bar, it should come up. And you can join our group, and that's a closed community for people with sight loss to talk about all things Connect and sight loss related.
Rachel Llewellyn, Community Connections Coordinator for RNIB Cymru. Diolch yn fawr iawn. Ymuno ni ar RNIB Connect Radio. Thanks very much for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Diolch.